Good evening, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Classy and Confused show. I'm your host, Will. How's it going? If you're watching this on YouTube, you can see my blazer. I mentioned on Facebook that I bought a velvet blazer the other day. Except, where the hell do you wear a velvet blazer? I don't know. So I'm like, ooh, okay, if I'm going to podcast this, let's record it. Put it on YouTube as well. That way I can like show it off a little bit. And I added this fur over top. This is just a little fox fur scarf because it is freezing in my house. I actually think the temperatures dropped below zero the other day because my pool in the backyard is frozen solid. I'm so tempted to ice skate on it, but yeah, no, I'll save that for another day. And I am definitely going to keep this podcast under 15 minutes. Let me just set my timer. Set timer for 15 minutes. Because, yeah.
Okay, 15 minutes and counting.
Thanks, Siri. I changed it to a man's voice because sometimes, you know, when you're single and you're lonely, pretend that your phone's your boyfriend. You're good to go. Kind of like that movie Her. Have you guys seen that movie yet? It was a good movie, but honestly, the first time that the dude has sex with his operating system, it was a little awkward. And if you're watching that movie with your mom, really weird seeing a dude have sex with his phone with your mother beside you. But totally realistic. Go see that movie and let me know what you think about it. Send me a tweet. It's Super Bowl weekend. That's exciting. Or not really. I'm so not into sports. But it's Seahawks versus the Broncos. And, you know, even though we're Canadian, we live just a couple hours outside of Seattle. So we got to show our support for the Pacific Northwest. So I'm definitely going to be watching the Super Bowl tomorrow. Or today. I'm not sure if I'll be able to edit this in time and upload it. But yeah, go Seahawks. Woohoo! I was going to have Crystal do this podcast with me today too. But she's upstairs watching Pretty Woman with my brother. I do not like that movie at all. I know it's a classic and everyone's probably going to be mad at me. But it is so unrealistic. Okay, I know Her is unrealistic with a man falling in love with a phone. But, like, Pretty Woman, okay, a billionaire does not fall in love with some hooker from Hollywood Boulevard. That just doesn't happen. And Richard Gere is so not sexy. I don't know what women see in him. Okay, yeah, that's out of the way. Oh, goodness. Okay, so, you guys know I have a profile on OkCupid. Don't judge. And I started talking to this guy from Los Angeles. And we really hit it off. I'm like, oh my god, maybe I found the one. And then a few messages into it, I realized that he's one of those sarcastic people. I don't know about you, but I hate sarcasm. Oh my god, I find it the lowest form of humor. It's very lowbrow, and it's insulting too. I think people who are sarcastic are just really bitter against the world. I don't know, that's just my opinion. Oh, and you remember on my first podcast where I talked to you guys about that YouTube subculture called ASMR? Or they call themselves the Whisper People on YouTube. Now, just this month, that whole ASMR subculture was featured on O Magazine by Oprah. I take credit for that because I'm the one who discovered it, right? Right. See, I'm psychic. I know what's going to be futuristically popular. Thanks. So you're welcome, Oprah. Oh, anyways, okay. I was on the weird part of YouTube again today to see if I could find any more, you know, interesting videos to share with you guys. Okay, I discovered another really weird subculture. Oh, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can also see that I have a glass of Shiraz in my hand. Oh, it's so good. I know it's wrong to podcast or to talk, for that matter, while you're under the influence of alcohol. But in my defense, it is after 5 p.m. and it's on Saturday, so sorry not sorry. I love my wine. Okay, yeah. I found another really disgusting subculture on YouTube. Apparently, there's a whole big culture of zit and cyst popping. That is disgusting. Some of these videos have over 10 million views. There's one with over 31 million views of this woman, like, popping a cyst on this dude's back and like handfuls of pus come out. It is so gross. Why do people watch these videos? And there's even like a website, popthatzit.com, and they have like everything categorized and you can have a paid subscription. Oh god, I can't. Please don't tell me that's 15 minutes already. Oh no, that's my reminder thing. Yeah, I have a small cyst on my back and I am not gonna pop it. I'm just gonna wait for that thing to come out on its own or eventually just get a doctor to do it for me and not film it because that's disgusting. I actually heard that hemorrhoid cream cures like cysts and like if you have acne, you can put it on there and it'll get rid of it. I want to try that because I have acne too on my chin. I don't know if you can see, but I'm way too embarrassed to go to the drugstore and buy hemorrhoid cream. So if anyone wants to do that for me, let me know. Thanks. But yeah, oh my god, zit popping culture, that's gross. There are hundreds of thousands of videos with millions and millions of views. Like, it's a big thing. My friend Kalina loves popping zits. That's why I don't go shirtless around her, because if she sees a zit on my back or chest, she will like, ooh, let me get at it. Oh, I hate zits. Ew, okay, and I also found another, like, fetishy thing on YouTube. Apparently, there's a huge fetish for watching people eat. It's not as big as zit popping. There's only tens of thousands of videos, not hundreds of thousands, but mostly women record themselves eating food and just, like, talking about their day-to-day lives or just eating in silence and uploading it onto YouTube. And there's this one woman, I think, in South Korea who makes $9,000 a month, and all she does is sit there for 3 hours and eat and film herself. How is that sexually attractive? I don't know. I do not like people watching me eat. But, oh my god, if I could make $9,000 a month eating food, I would so do it. So, where do I sign up for that one? Okay. I forgot to mention the topics for today, so I'm sorry. So, we're just gonna do it my way. I told you guys last week that I was going to talk about crazy conspiracy theories that some people believe in, and I did a little research, because you know me, I'm an expert. Take my word for it. I did some research, and I have some statistics, and I want to know what you guys think of them. This is why I wish I had my sister or someone recording this with me today, so I could bounce off of them, but I'll read the stats to you, and let me know your opinion in the comments, or on my Twitter or Instagram, okay? I'm sorry, I keep hitting the microphone. I'm trying to get comfortable. It's freezing in my room. Sitting crisscross on this chair. Okay, so this study was done in America, but once again, it could probably translate into Canadian culture. And it's done by the Public Policy Polling, which they're a very credible and legitimate agency. I mean, I think they're the most accurate guys when predicting political outcomes. Like during elections and stuff like that. So these guys know what they're doing. And this is published in April of 2013. So just almost a year old. Okay, this first surprised me a lot. Apparently, 37% of American voters believe that global warming is a hoax. 37%. Oh my god. That's actually really, really, really depressing. I studied geography in university with a focus in environmental science, and I can tell you with 99.9% certainty that global warming is not a hoax. It's actually happening, so don't be so ignorant. But then again, these are Americans, so I kid, kind of. Oh my god, okay. Also, apparently 13% of voters think Obama is the Antichrist. Okay, I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing, but think about it though, 13% over, okay, you get a handful of people together, chances are 1 out of 10 people think Obama is an antichrist. Oh my god, really? Okay, moving on. 29% of people believe in aliens, which I thought would be more. 29%. Oh, do you guys hear? I'm not sure if you can hear in the background. I hear Crystal screaming. I think they kissed. Every scene in a movie when the couple finally gets together, Crystal screams and cheers. It's cute. But But yeah, no, 29% believe in aliens. I guess that's good. I mean, a third of people believe in aliens. I totally believe in aliens. I know they're real. Even UFOs, maybe to some extent. I told you before, I've seen a UFO. And I will tell you that story eventually, but I don't have time. But yeah, I thought it would be like at least half of Americans believe in aliens. Because if you think about it, like religious people, isn't like God an alien? He doesn't live on Earth, so... It's more like 99% of people believe in aliens. 4% of Americans believe that lizard people control our society and politics. Yes. Apparently, all these high-profile politicians are not humans. They are lizard hybrid people who can shapeshift, according to 4% of Americans, which is also startling. 4 out of 100 people believe in lizard people. 14% believe in Bigfoot, which is interesting. Very interesting, actually. That's quite a lot. Sorry, Bigfoot's not real. I mean, I live in the Pacific Northwest, been here my whole entire life, never seen him. So sorry, guys. 11% of people believe that 9/11 was a false flag, or that it was, you know, the government knew about it but didn't do anything to stop it. Which is actually quite low. I thought there were a lot more truthers out there, at least 30%. So that's good. Only 11% of people believe in that. Oh my god, but this is weird. 28% of American voters believe in a secretive power elite who control everything, basically. A new world order. Almost 30% of Americans believe in a new world order. That is... It's so hard not to judge, you guys. It is so hard not to judge. But whatever, to each their own. I mean, oh god. People who believe in conspiracy theories have too much time on their hands. Although there are some conspiracy theories I believe in, but I won't get into that because, whatever. Yeah, interestingly enough, though, young people, the 18 to 29-year-old demographic, are more likely to believe in conspiracy theories than those who are older than them. I don't know. You think that our younger generation were more educated and aware of the world around us, we wouldn't be as, I don't know, gullible? But then again, what does that say about our society, right? We don't trust our government, which is kind of sad. I wonder what's changed over the last few decades. But interestingly, those who are like 45 or older, over half of those people believe that there was some more to do with the JFK assassination. Was that JFK who got assassinated? I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not American. That president who got shot or whatever. Over 50% of people who are over 45 believe that that was a lie. Yet the younger population is less likely to believe that. I think it's like 15%. Oh my god, look at that. I got through all my list and I'm under 15 minutes. That is a first. So what should I talk about for the next 2 minutes, huh? What do you guys want to talk about? You know, I'm really worried about moving out of the house. I've only ever lived in a house or in a dorm. So I've never experienced, like, moving furniture. And if I ever have to move to, like, a big city one day, and I move into a condo, high-rise, how the hell do you move furniture up, like, 20 things? What do they call those? Flights? 20 stairs? If you're 20 things above ground, how the hell do you move furniture up there? I am so scared. I don't know if I could ever live in an apartment. And I am so afraid of heights, too. But yeah, that's like one thing that keeps me up at night is, oh my god, I have so much furniture, how do I move it? Yep, still doing the job hunt, you know, whatever. I think I'm 7 months post-grad now, so that's getting a little bit on my nerves. But I had an interview on Friday, it went okay. Hopefully I hear back from them soon. But other than that, just sticking to the grind. I hope everyone is doing fantastic. And yeah, stay warm because it is below freezing. Anyways, take care. Have a fabulous rest of the weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl. And, ooh, okay, never mind. I was going to have an idea for next show, but I'm not going to do anything. I was going to talk about relationships, but I'm sure you guys are getting sick of me talking about relationships. But I talked to my sister and I'm going to bring her in and we're going to talk about, pretty much, what do I call those? See, I'm so bad with words when I'm winging it off the top of my head. Oops, sorry, microphone. You know, the must-haves in a relationship. We're going to be talking about ours And we're also going to be talking about the opposite of must-haves, you know? The things that you do not want in a relationship and that are pretty much unconditional, that we will not change on. And I'd like to get your guys' input on that. So you can reach me on Twitter at TheWilliamAbram. My Twitter handle is supposed to be at TheWilliamAbrams, but apparently Twitter says I have too many characters in my name and I can't have the S. So screw you, Twitter. You can also find me on Instagram at WilliamAbrams and, of course, on Facebook. I love you all. Bye. Oh, stay classy, okay? Like I said before, don't do anything you wouldn't want your grandmother to watch you do. Okay? Bye.